morning. I'm Kelly, and as Free Beer mentioned earlier, we are going skydiving tomorrow. By we, I mean Maitland and I. And man, the Scissor Sisters are doing the most lately. Not only did we travel all over the wild, wild west and make tons of new besties, we're skydiving tomorrow. Then next weekend, we're going to Boston. Is that how you say it? Boston. Boston. That's a Boston.
Well, and Cape Cod.
Well, we're going
and
to Cape Cod.
You two are... You
and
know,
then somebody from the station
hanging on like a lamprey going to Boston.
Yeah. And what's even better is somebody from the station reached out and said, "Hey, ladies, we've never met this person before. We're already making friends through the World Wide Web." They said, "Hey, ladies, we're going to take you to Provincetown after the boys head to the airport." So Provincetown is like the most northern corner of that Cape area or the Bay Area right there.
Yeah.
And then they're going to take us from Provincetown into Boston. And then Maitland and I have all day Saturday in Boston. And then we're taking a train to Rhode Island so we can fly home on Sunday.
Dang.
I mean, Scissor Sisters take on America.
How do you take a train to an island? Just kidding.
It's going to be hard.
Maitland, did you actually go, "That's a good question."
Yeah, because I was like, is Rhode Island an island? There are bridges.
Yes.
There are train bridges.
Also not an island, but
train
yes.
bridges. Yeah.
Those are things. They just sound funny when you talk about them.
Yep, that's true.
And if there weren't, trains would be real stupid if they ended every time there was a river. Like, this would have never connected the great American experiment.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are busy. I feel like Maitland, I think you're a little too busy these days.
Yeah, you might want to slow down a little.
Maitland's late yesterday and came in today 28 seconds before she was late again.
Yeah.
I was already planning on ordering dessert and lunch for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, 2 days in a row, now it's punitive. Order everything.
Yep.
But you came down the hallway, and my first thought was, I can't tell if she's happy she's going to make it or crying because it's so close.
Well, I was about to get on the elevator, and it was like 5:51. I was like, we're going to do it. And then I get on, and it's the world's slowest elevator. And I pressed 5, and for whatever reason, because I was in a rush, I also pressed the parking garage.
No.
And so I was like, game over. It's done. It's done. And then I was like, because I thought it would start at parking and then go to 5. And I was like, we can't be doing this. No, we don't have time for that. Oh. And no, it ended up, it turned 5:52 as I was stepping off the elevator. And I was just like, but we gotta go.
Yeah, when you're at the point when one wrong elevator press, one wrong button press on the elevator is going to make you late. Like that's a problem.
Yeah, you know you're sweating it then.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was sweating it a little bit today. I was running a little bit later, but just because I was slow, not because I didn't sleep or go to bed or that I'm worn out. But yesterday you had like, you know, your hat on for hat hair.
I did.
You know, and then, but today you have like, you can tell you're tired. You got like Billy Joel eyes today.
What does that mean?
Billy Joel eyes.
Like when he used to drink and drive and hit trees.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what?
Kind of glassy, a little glassy.
Billy brings
this
out your Nicholson Joker dimples.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm the combination of America's hottest men.
Hottest 60-year-old and 80-year-old.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, but 80s Billy Joel.
Yeah. Vienna waits for no one.
I did find it, I think you deserve credit for this. When Maitland came in, I think Kelly said, what time did you get up? And Maitland's answer was 12 minutes before she walked in.
Yeah, she said 5:40.
That's impressive that you made it.
I did.
And have everything you need? Like you're actually wearing shoes and everything?
Yeah.
Are they the same shoes?
Nothing's
exposed.
They're mine, yeah.
Are they Crocs you found from a homeless person?
We got two. Okay. I'm just not wearing socks with them.